So this is the doomsday book example. This is kind of a suitable thing for this day on which the market dropped 800 points, I guess. Although the doomsday was not originally meant to be a day of catastrophe. I don't know exactly what this is. This is a page from the British Doomsday Book. We tell this story in the book, but I just want to fill in a few of the details a little bit. So this book was written in around 1086, the years leading up to that, after the Norman invasion of England, to document and record the state of the British countryside, population, the land holdings, and so on. And it's a great national treasure. This happens to be the page for Warwickshire. In around 1980, in anticipation of the 900th anniversary of the writing of the Doomsday Book, which was written on vellum, you know, sheepskin, BBC, in collaboration with the British government and the British Archives, decided they would produce a modern version of the Doomsday Book, documenting for future generations the state of England at that moment. But now, of course, including, you know, interviews with people and video and aerial photographs and, you know, a much richer media record of how the world looked. And they produced it and they put it on these 12-inch video discs. And there is one of the geniuses of this project proudly showing his creation. And you read these discs in these special readers, and within 20 years they were unreadable, less than 20 years, because the machines broke down, nobody manufactured them anymore, and there was no device on which even to read them. So they found one that was working in a basement somewhere and tried to transfer the data from the disk onto the web or something, into some more modern computer, because they then figured that they could sort of do this data refreshing thing, this representation refreshing thing, and they'll pass it on to future generations. But the people who had done that hadn't actually documented what the data format was. This is exactly the same situation as Ken was talking about, where the Commonwealth of Massachusetts got worried that it was storing archival records, you know, records of births and deaths and acts of the state legislature and, you know, gubernatorial proclamations and tax lists and other stuff that, for historical and legal reasons, people might well want to be able to read 50 or 100 years from now. And they were locking it down in Microsoft Word format, which was not fully documented so that anybody else could easily read it, perhaps. They became feared that they would become dependent on Microsoft, a private company whose future could not be protected, for access to these critical government records. Same thing here. In this case, no one had tried to lock away the data formats. They just hadn't bothered to record them well enough, probably because they ran out of money. It was a government project. They were trying to get the whole country on. You know, it was the last thing anybody really thought of, was to document how the data had been recorded. Very much like the last thing that anybody thought about with the Calipari report was whether the redaction tool really redacted, because that was somebody else's job, not the job of the people who created the document. Same thing here. The people who created the document were creating a document so that all the libraries in England would be able to show people what England looked like. And they just didn't count on the fact that the reading devices would become obsolete so quickly. So they actually had to hire a bunch of people to reverse engineer the data. And they even went and gave people some data structures books, some computer science texts from the mid-80s to say, you know, they would have been using these tricks for storing the data because that's all that was known in 1983 or something like that. And then people got out and, you know, started, made these diagrams with red pens and numbers circled and so on. These are, you'll see, these are like hex things. You see there's an 8D53 or something like that. All of this hex stuff, and they're trying to figure out what is referring to what in all of these notes. And they actually did succeed in recovering the data. This is a serious issue for that the National NIST, the National Institute of Science and Technology, is actually very worried about. How, as a society, do we pass on to future generations our records when they all have to be represented somehow and there are going to be advances in computer technology? It's wonderful that that can all be recorded. And there's a whole separate set of issues about what do we do about the fact that we have a number of drafts of the Constitution that show with red pen and so on what people had left in and what people had left off and what people had changed, which we may not anymore have in the editing history of electronic documents. That's actually a separate issue, which is also of interest to historians. But let's, for the moment, say, well, you know, forget about the historians. Let's talk about the actual things that we, that are the final versions of things. You know, how do we do the data refreshing format for all of the trillions and trillions and trillions of bytes of important information that we are now producing? And there are some people who says, print it all out. Print it all out. I mean, that is one thing, because, you know, when they printed out the Doomsday Book, it's 900 years later, and there are documents much older than that where that data format is still quite readable.
And the pictures in the shoebox under your grandmother's bed are still pictures. But JPEGs, you know, 50 years from now, I doubt we'll have JPEGs in 50 years.